On our program today, talking about the Erickson Public Library, joined in studio by Mr. Z.
Hey, good morning.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
And away we go.
That's right.
And on the phone, we've got Candy Nelk and Rhonda Kelly. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning, Jim. Good morning.
And Happy New Year to you, too. So here we go.
You.
First one, first visit for the new year.
Yeah.
And so over the holidays, you guys off, you had a day off and you were back and stuff like that. But a lot of traffic?
Yeah, I would say so. You know, folks like to come in, especially this time of year with some extended family as well. So it was nice to see new faces in the library for all ages. So we're excited for the new year.
All righty, ready to go. And what does January of 2025 bring us?
Well, I first want to say today is an exciting day because we are launching a piloted program called Little Engines. We have been working on this for at least 5 years, but this is our new pilot stage. And so all preschool kiddos at Trinity Lutheran, Sacred Heart, and Ledges Elementary are able to participate, and they will receive their first round of activities today. And then the second round will come at the before spring break. And so we thank a bunch of community partners who have provided these activities, and then families get books as well. And we're wanting to encourage them to come visit the library. So lots of fun stuff coming with that program, but I'm truly just excited for that. And well, we think
you spend that much time kind of putting all the pieces together.
It's
nice to get it going.
Well, I want to give a shout out to Boone Rotary Club for funding, as well as Boost Together for Children for funding this as well. So more information coming on that, but I thought I'd just start there. we started story time yesterday, the day of snow. So it had to come eventually. And we also had a really good program with a teen author who wrote a book so yesterday afternoon, and then we'll of course have lots more coming for families next Tuesday night, family fun. I'm pretty excited about it because, you know, I like to make a mess.
One thing I did want to ask you right away is, still have a week to go on the survey.
Oh, yeah, we do. Project Connection is something that we're working with our Activating Community Voices group with a bunch of stakeholders as well. And that is open until January 10th. We might consider extending it, just haven't gotten there. I will say we have over 100 responses, and it really is helping us understand loneliness in Boone. And as one of the project directors of that, to see the responses from our community, I'm really excited for this project to really focus on this for the next 2 years at least. And so we will work with that data to help create some awareness, and then that hopes will either extend or develop new programming to help folks connect. So thank you for that. I appreciate that.
I go back to when you started doing this, one of the first things was recognizing mental health issues.
Yeah.
And so we did a lot of programming for
that.
That is not going to go away.
It's not going to go away. Might be a little bit different this year because it's a new project and there's a lot more of an investment on that data. But we want to create action with data. We don't want to just use data to do nothing with it. We want to do that. But loneliness is an epidemic in our country that affects all ages. So thank you for that. Yeah, we'll run until January 10th. And then, like I said, we might extend that. Next Tuesday, we are going to be doing Family Fun at 6 p.m., and it will be a creative evening. Of course, there'll be stories and songs, but I'm going to test this out where we're going to paint with ice. So we'll see how this goes. I know, I come up with these things. And then, of course, we'll roll into our story times on Wednesday and Thursday at 10 a.m. It's such exciting to see new families, new faces with those. Our music and movement program will occur next Friday, the 10th, and then again on the 24th at 10 a.m. And then our next family fun is on the 21st. This one will have a nice little different activity stations where we're going to explore the Arctic, and they'll enjoy a variety of stations, including a hands-on whale blubber station. I've done this years and years ago, but it's pretty amazing to test out what that is and how blubber really keeps them insulated. So okay. I've got that to experiment later before that as well. So it is cold out there, but we do have a story walk. We will always have the story walk, which is located north of the swimming pool at McCose Park. And one winter's day is our story for now, and it will be up next month as well. Excuse me. With the story walk, we are always looking for sponsors. So businesses in town have provided some funding, as well as some of our service organizations. So if you are would like to participate as a sponsor, there's different tiers with that program. You can contact the library or our library director, Jay Williams at boone.lib.ia.us, for all of that as well.
Okay. Yeah.
So that's what I have going for.
Just if you're going on the story walk, dress for the weather.
Yeah, yeah, just dress for the weather. But it's a really neat and fun thing to do. So,
all right,
thank you.
Who wants to go next, Rhonda?
Sure. Yeah, I will go next. So we have two Saturday story times this month. Always the first and third Saturday. So this coming Saturday, the 4th at 10 a.m., we're doing a story time about wishes. I thought it was a great kickoff to the new year. So, and then the second Saturday story time, Saturday, January the 18th, it is Winnie the Pooh Day. So we're going to be celebrating Winnie the Pooh at that story time. So that'll be really fun.
All right.
Yeah. And then as we always do, we are continuing on with Mindful Monday in the new year. And we're kind of going back to the basics, because a lot of times in January, sometimes people think about initiating some new things in their lives. So if you have ever wondered about meditation, then we are going back to the intro to meditation. It's always good to get back to the basics for everybody. So that it was going to be our month of January. And Rory Readers has been going really well. We started that back in 2020. It's a very dedicated group. We did have someone new hop on last month. So we're always open to new members, but that is our online book discussion group via Zoom. So if you're interested, it's an open book discussion. We just talk about what we've been reading recently, what's next on our to-be-read piles, and you can do it from the comfort of home. So if you're interested, you can go to our website calendar and register, and that is the second Wednesday of the month. So this month it'll be Wednesday, January 8th at 7 p.m., we started Choose Your Own Adventure Read Aloud Book Club a couple months back, and it's been really fun. If you haven't participated yet, it's never too late. You can come pick up an adventure pass, and whenever you do attend, you get a little stamp to put in your passport book, and when you have 9 completed, you have the chance to get a free Choose Your Own Adventure book that we'll send away for you. That is Thursday, January 9th at 4 p.m. Generally, we have most middle school students that are attending, but on their own website, they do encourage anybody who wants to attend. So if you're nostalgic and grew up with Choose Your Own Adventure and you want to come participate with us, there is no age limit on that. Okay. So feel free to come. It's kind of fun. I think the parents who come with the middle school students definitely have as much fun as the kids do.
All right.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
That's the idea.
So we have a walking club here at Erickson Public Library, and Eastern Star Wellness Center very generously has allowed us to use their indoor walking track during the cold winter months. So that's where we're having our walking club. It is the second and fourth Tuesday of every month at 9 a.m. Even if you are not a member of Eastern Star, they are open to our walking club on those mornings. So come join us. We typically do about 2 miles, but you can set your own pace and walk whatever distance you prefer. But it's a great way to get some conversation and some exercise in. So come and join us for that.
All right.
Lego Club, we've been having for a while now, and that is really popular. We provide the Legos. You come and use your imagination. And if you ever want to see what our Lego Club has created, we have a display down here in the children's department, and it is amazing, the things that they have come up with. So that is the early out Wednesday, the second early out Wednesday, January 15th at 2 p.m. And then the following day, we have Brain Break Freeze Dance. And that is just a great way to get some movement in. That is open for kids and tweens at 4 p.m. We open up the room to give you lots of space. There's the floor is lava game, races, and all kinds of fun. And we do provide a snack after that because they are usually pretty tired.
That's good.
But it's a lot of fun to see them just move around and some screen free time, which is always good.
Yeah.
So Anime Manga and Chess Club is the following week, Wednesday and Thursday, both at 4 p.m. All the information about that is on our website and Facebook page. But if you like anime manga, we have ramen here. We put an anime on for you to watch, and it's a great way to hang out with other people that might like the same things that you do. And Chess Club, we have multiple chess boards here now, so I thank the people who have stepped up and donated chess boards to us. If you do want to bring your own, that you're welcome to do so. But just come hang out, play chess with other people. If you want to watch and observe someone play chess because you want to learn, we've had many people do that too. So, and then we have two new programs that I did want to briefly touch on.
Okay.
Oprah Winfrey started a program a month ago in conjunction with Starbucks. So we are doing a similar style here. Hy-Vee and Starbucks here in Boone generously donated some coffee for us. So that is going to be Wednesday, January 22nd at 6:30 p.m. It's called Coffee, Books, and Conversation.
Ooh.
So the book selection for this month in January, we have here for you to check out, or it is available on Hoopla with your library card. The book is Small Things Like These by Claire Keegan. So feel free to stop by and see me in the children's department if you want to check out a physical copy. But that evening, we'll be watching a video conversation with Oprah, speaking with the author, and then following watching that conversation, we will open it up to our own discussion about what we heard and about the book. So if that interests you, we'd love to have you come out. That is open to teens and adults. And then the one last thing that we're offering that's new is the last Tuesday of January. So it'll be the fourth Tuesday, and it'll be the same day every month. I am restarting our TAG group, which is Teen Advisory Group.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So if any teens are looking for volunteer hours or silver cord hours, this would qualify if you come and attend the group. Just a once-a-month meeting won't last longer than 45 minutes to an hour. But if you would like some input in the library, we are looking for your suggestions for our book collection, program suggestions, decorating the teen zone area, ideas for our summer reading program. It's basically just a chance to get together with other people that support the library and give us your input to make this space your own. So we would love to have, and that is tweens and teens. So that is open for grade 6 through grade 12.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
So that's coming up on the 28th.
28th of January at 4 p.m.
We'll
yes.
be back. Get them involved, and things will go. I did want to go jump back to quickly and ask you a question. Rory Readers, I know you've been doing that for a while. You have participants from all over the country, don't you?
We do. So we do have quite a few here in Iowa. There's at least 4 people, but not just local Boone. Like we have a lady who attends from Dubuque.
Yeah.
But then other than that, we have a lady from Las Vegas that typically hops on with us. We have 2 people from Canada that hop on. And then sometimes, you know, we have a few others. There was a lady actually that ended up opening up her own bookstore up in Mason City. And her bookstore is called Three Bells Books, but she used to get on with us regularly. Now she's too busy because she's running her own bookstore.
Okay.
But it's a great group. So it's a lot of fun.
A lot of fun. And that's what it is. Just make it available and people participate too. So.
Yeah.
Candy, I know you've got a lot of things going on.
I do. I did want to just touch base and say we had a great December. We had a lot of groups in and worked with well over 100 people making crafts, and was really fun to see all the ages that came out and participated with us, and I hope to keep continuing that. It seemed to be very popular on Friday afternoons, so.
All right.
Keep watching Facebook, and hopefully we can do some more of that starting next month.
Well, when you were getting close to the holidays, I figured there were a lot of them that were going on, and people were showing up. Got a lot of cars over there.
Yeah, it is a busy time. So we're just grateful for all of the support and glad people could come out and join us. And we've got a lot of conversation in and visiting and help combat some of that loneliness that we have in our town.
All right. So January, what are we bringing them?
Well, next Tuesday, Anna Shannon will be at the library at the main entrance table from 9 to 11 for RSVP, and she'll be just greeting people and talking to anybody that would like to find out information regarding volunteer opportunities in Boone.
Mm-hmm.
And she'll be there. She comes on the first and third Tuesdays, so she'll be there on the 7th and the 21st. She will be bringing a Valentine box. It was very popular last year. She'll have a list, and I'll be putting it on our Facebook page as well of items that we just wrap up little sure. items that I think she ends up taking them to the nursing homes and just brightens the residents' day with a gift on Valentine's Day. So we'll have a collection box at the library, and she'll be bringing it. And
okay.
like I said, last
Good.
Year was very popular. The Writers' Workshop has requested that they met with their group every Saturday in November because one of the members is having a book published, and mm-hmm. he wanted some help proofreading and critiquing it. And so they were really fired up about that and said, couldn't we have more than one time a month? And I'm like, sure, we can find you the space. So they'll start Saturday the 11th. It used to be the third Saturday, but they're going to the second and fourth Saturdays at 9:30. So we're so happy to accommodate the group. And depending on what other groups have booked the second floor meeting room, sometimes we move them around. So just watch the marker board when you come in. It'll say if you're in the fireplace room or if you're in the second floor meeting room. But we have space for them, and we'd love to have them.
All right. Good. Good.
The next week, the 13th, is a craft donation day. It's alive and well. We probably had 20-plus boxes donated in December, so the tables are loaded, and come on in when you get a chance and help yourself. But we will be taking more donations on the 13th and the 27th at the main desk. Also on the 13th is Books at the Brewery. We have a very active group of at least a dozen, sometimes up to 15 people. And we meet at the brewery, and people just talk about the books that they've been reading, maybe what they got for Christmas, what they recommend. Some of our members have read upwards of 200 books in a year. So
wow.
they know what they speak. So it's a great group of people. We are entering, I believe, our third year now. And if you thought about joining us, it's younger people, it's older people. Just stop in. You can bring your own snacks or water, and we'd love to have you.
All right.
On the 17th, 24th, and 31st, those Fridays, at 1 o'clock to 4, I'm bringing back Fabric Fridays. People have donated cloth fabric pages to create children's books, and I will have all the supplies there so that you can create one. The Iowa State Extension has graciously loaned us 6 sewing machines, so I'm asking that you at least have some sewing machine knowledge. And often I just will start the program off like, here are the books. And pick what you'd like and get you started, and then let them sew away on Friday afternoons. It is a registration program, so look for that on our Facebook page and our website calendar.
Definitely need to sign up for that one with only 6 sewing machines.
Yeah. We can only take so many at one time.
Yeah.
Great program. You walk away with a fabric book for a child. Some people have even made them and donated them back to the library to give away to children downstairs. So, great program.
All right, good.
Saturday the 18th, Mike Scolati will be at the library talking about radon. I believe he was with you yesterday morning. He did say 10:30, but I put it on the calendar at 10. So, scoot on in there at 10 o'clock. There's no registration. It's National Radon Action Month in January, and we need to get the word out because it is a silent killer. It doesn't make itself known. It doesn't smell. It doesn't. You can't see it, taste it, and it's important. It can be deadly. So
unfortunately, we have the pretty high levels.
That's, we do, and yeah. And I think he say that Iowa's like the second highest, or we have the second highest cancer rate in the nation. So, yeah, it's toxic.
It's up there. It's yeah. Anyway, he will be there on the 18th. I know.
18th at 10 o'clock, and he's graciously donating 3 radon test kits, and we will be having a drawing for them at the end.
Okay.
Adult book discussion group will meet again on the 21st. They meet downstairs. Books are, it's the Midnight Library, and it's available at the main desk net right now for checkout with discussion questions. Always welcome to join that group, either in person downstairs or on Zoom. 22nd at 6:30, we'll have Write Night, and I offered it, I believe, in November, but I didn't have anybody come that night, but we're going to be talking about AI and artificial intelligence, and how do you feel about that as a writer? Do you feel almost like it's plagiarism? I don't know. I don't know how I feel. I don't know how I feel about it.
We want to hear, get input on it. Yeah,
let's talk about it, because it seems to be, it's here to stay. And so how can we make this work in our writing, in our daily lives? Come on out and talk about artificial intelligence on Wednesday, the 22nd. On Saturday, the 25th at 10:30, Brooke Stackhouse from Care Initiatives Hospice out of West Des Moines will be at the library, and she'll be sharing information about their hospice program and answer questions. She will be bringing some snacks, no registration. She just wants to... a meet and greet. Just come and meet her and find out about the services that they offer.
Sure. Good. So.
And the only other thing I wanted to mention, Rhonda did not say it, but she has Stitch Night, and it's a very active group, and they'll have a bonus one because we have 5 Wednesdays in the month, and so they'll meet 6 o'clock and Wednesday the 29th. Okay. And they also donated graciously knitted and crocheted hats and scarves, and we still have some left upstairs on the table. And if you need a hat or a scarf or know someone that does, just come in and take one. You just help yourself. We're so grateful for them donating those items to the library.
Yeah, amazing what they can do when someone just says, do you have some space so we can come and do this? And all of a sudden... It's a regular. It's a big event.
It's a regular.
Yeah.
Also, if you need a box, our front entryway is overflowing with boxes. So if we don't get rid of them by the middle of next week, they go to recycling. But if you need a box, please stop in. Help yourself. They're in the front entryway.
Once again, folks, check out what's available at the Erickson Public Library. Easy way to do that, once again, go to their website, become a friend on Facebook. Or just stop into the library.
Yeah, come see us.
And if you don't have a library card, make sure you get one.
Yep, they're free.
Hey, I appreciate you guys taking time to keep us updated on what's going on and all the fun things you got going on. It's going to be a busy 2025, the way it sounds. You got some new things that are happening, and look forward to seeing how everything works. So thanks so much for joining us this month, and we'll visit with you again next time.
Thanks, Jim.
Thanks, Jim.
All righty. That was our Tuned In program today from the Erickson Public Library.